this is Cole.
I'm calling Black Sheep.
Hey, yeah, this is Cole with Black Sheep Enterprises.
Excellent. Hi, Paul. Are you still taking landscaping services right now, or are you maxed out?
I do lawn care right now, yeah. This is Tony, right?
Yeah, you remember me. Wow. That's amazing. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Just catching up. It's been a while. It's been a couple of months. It's just weird that you remember me.
Yeah, I saved your contact information.
Great. So how's it going, Paul? Has it been consistent, kind of hit or miss?
Kind of slow. Starting to get the grass cut, so, you know, they're just now starting to look around, deciding if they want to mow it themselves or let someone else do it for them, or if they're happy with their old people or not, you know?
Okay. And what do you think it's making a little bit hard?
I think it's because the grass is still kind of brown. Like, it's not really green yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's...
At least in my area.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I've met a few of my customers, but some of them haven't contacted me yet. They said they want to wait a little longer.
Okay. Paul, well, we do have the map, though. We can show you how things are actually, how the revenue is going in your area. And I'm pretty sure that we can come with something that is fair for you. But it, as you know, of course, it depends on you. Would you be opposed on looking at the map and seeing if we can find a good strategy for you, sir? Or are you just going to ride it out?
Yeah, I've already picked up a new client. I think at the moment, writing out what I'm at is my best option. I've actually had two other lawn care guys in my area
uh-huh.
ask me to mow for them, so I might get some more clients that way also.
Okay.
And my current goal is just to focus on staying as local as I can, and I think that's going to be as much as I'll be able to handle.
Okay. And you're working at your pace. If you know me, not a pushy guy, but I do want to ask you, how would it impact your business if people were to be finding you first before the other guy?
It would definitely depend on what customer it was. I kind of cater to a very specific audience, if you will. And, I mean, there's literally hundreds of houses in Fayetteville. And mm-hmm. there's, I don't know, maybe 50 to 100 lawn care guys to service them all.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that math, I don't think I'm going to have run out of clients anytime soon.
That's good, Paul. Again, so I understand. Let's just leave it at that. Would you like for me to catch up with you in a couple of months? See how you doing?
You can if you want to, but honestly, I think for this season, with the other two guys I've contacted, that's kind of going to be the max limit I can do.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have my number, Paul. Right? I appreciate you remembering me and everything. Feel free to call us if you ever just at least want to look at how we do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're doing, and I got your number if I need you.
Paul, I wish you the best, man. You're a good guy. Take care now, okay? God bless.
Thanks. Bye.